With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's described as a massive operation as Israel moves into Gaza.
The Israeli military has announced its operation in Gaza City to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure is now in gear and warns residents to move south. The announcement follows a night of heavy strikes against northern Gaza that killed at least 20 people. Israel's been warning Gaza City residents to evacuate for the past month ahead of the operation, but many have said they're unable to evacuate due to overcrowding in Gaza South and the high price of transport. Also on Tuesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio left Israel to go to Gaza, where he meets with its ruling emir as the nation still incensed over Israel's strike on Hamas last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
FBI Director Kash Patel testifying at a Senate Oversight Committee hearing, defending his record and deflecting criticism from Democrats who claim he has politicized the agency.
Under this administration, the FBI has arrested more than 23,000 violent criminals. That's more than twice for the same time period from last year alone. 23,000, more than twice from the same time period last year.
Patel says his record speaks for itself.
I'm honored to be the ninth director of the FBI. I'm not going anywhere. If you want to criticize my 16 years of service, please bring it on.
The man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk in a Utah college has now been charged with aggravated murder. That charge means 22-year-old Tyler Robinson could face the death penalty if convicted. Robert Redford is dead. He had starred in classics like The Candidate, All the President's Men, The Way We Were, and, of course, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Robert Redford is dead at the age of 89. This is SRN News. The government abandons fetal tissue research.
Breitbart News has learned that under orders from President Trump, the National Institutes of Health is cutting off funding for 17 separate projects that involve the use of tissue from aborted babies. A majority of those research programs were initiated during the Biden administration. NIH tells Breitbart, quote, "We are guided by a commitment to valuing human life and ensuring that federally funded research is conducted responsibly." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition going strong in one tiny Greek island. More than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared by private families, as they have in some cases for centuries. The structure is mostly Orthodox, and a couple hundred Catholic are up on the rocky hillsides on the island. Owners range from Generation Z to sheep farmers. This is SRN News. Wall Street was off Tuesday. Here's Seth Sutel.
Stocks edged back a bit from their record heights on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 125 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Stocks have run to records on expectations that the Federal Reserve will announce its first interest rate cut of the year on Wednesday. The lower interest rates are intended to help shore up the job market by making it cheaper to borrow money. Investors will be keenly focused on what signals the Fed may send for how many more cuts it plans to make. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.6% last month from July, when sales were up to a revised 0.6. That's the word from the Commerce Department's initial report. Now, the retail sales increases followed two straight months of declines in April and May. More details at srnnews.com.